Well, good morning. He is risen. Indeed. How wonderful that we can celebrate together. If I haven't met you before, my name is Ben. I'm one of the ministers here at St. Alfred's. It is so lovely to have you with us today. Well, when we look out over the world, I think you would agree that there are signs of brokenness everywhere. We long to see restoration at work in our society, in our neighbours, and in our lives. You know, we hold our hope that one day there will be world peace, reconciliation between estranged family members or friends, a time when I'm finally free of that addiction or that habitual behaviour. Christians all over the world gather on Easter Sunday as we celebrate that God, the creator of the world, has done something to restore our broken world. We celebrate that Jesus Christ, who died to save our broken world, is now alive again. And this changes everything. This changes everything. Luke, the author of the gospel reading that we just heard, Luke was convinced that Jesus was truly and physically raised from the dead. And Luke wants you and I to have confidence that the resurrection of Jesus really happened too. But of course, it's possible for us to believe something, you know, with our mind as maybe some sort of historical fact, but it doesn't actually change our lives a whole lot. For example, human beings, they have climbed the tallest mountain in the world. Did you know that? They have. Historical fact. Human beings have used a submersible and traveled to successfully reach the bottom of the deepest point on Earth, nearly 11 kilometres down. Did you know that? Historical fact. Human beings have walked on the moon. Historical fact. You know, that glowing chunk of rock in the night sky. Like, we've actually been there. Can you believe that? Amazing. Amazing. And yet I suspect that for most of us, the fact that we believe that human beings have actually done these things, it doesn't make much of an impact to our lives. Does it? To some people today, the resurrection of Jesus seems completely unbelievable. Maybe that's your neighbour across the road. Maybe that's your colleague at work. Maybe that's your adult children or your parents. Maybe that's you. But even if you do believe the resurrection happened, just like all of those other amazing human achievements, it's possible to believe in the resurrection of Jesus as some kind of, you know, historical, interesting quirk of the past, but not have it affect your life. Well, the overwhelming picture that we get from the Bible is that the death and resurrection of Jesus is the single most significant event in all of human history. Unlike the moon landing and the scaling of Everest, the fact that Jesus is raised, it truly does transform and restore our lives. Because Jesus is really alive, it impacts all of life. The past, the present, and the future. So this morning, I want to briefly explore three ways that the resurrection of Jesus restores our lives. Well, first of all, because Jesus is alive, we have restoration from our past. The resurrection of Jesus, it authenticated everything that Jesus had said and everything that he had done. In his earthly ministry, and we read about this in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospel accounts. In his earthly ministry, Jesus proclaimed that he was the only way to know God, the source of truth, the only path to find life. But not only that, Jesus promised that you and I, even though we might experience bodily death in this world, anyone who trusted in him will have eternal life. Jesus assured his disciples that his death and his resurrection was to save us, and it will bring about a complete forgiveness for our involvement with evil. And because Jesus was raised from the dead, as he promised, as he said he would, we can have confidence that everything that he said in the past and everything that he did in the past is true as well. The Bible actually tells us that the resurrection of Jesus is the guarantee that we are now right with God. Here's one place it says this. Near the end of Romans chapter 4, it says, God will also count us as righteous, which means like right with God, if we believe in him, the one who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. He was handed over to die because of our sins, and he was raised to life to make us right with God. The fact that Jesus was raised to life was necessary to make you and I right with God. What does that mean? Well, if you've ever had a problem with your phone or your computer or any electronic device, really, I'm pretty sure that you know that the best advice to fix the problem is simply to try turning it off and on again. Now, you could say that turning it off removes the problem. But of course, that's only half the story, isn't it? Now say my wife Emily was having a problem with her phone, and I decided to be helpful, and I said, well, I can fix that problem for you. And so I take her phone, and I turn it off, and I hand it back. Fixed. Done. Well, did that really fix the problem? Well, no, I just turned it off and gave it back. I haven't fixed the problem. You know, it's only actually when we turn the device back on that the phone is actually fixed. It's only when the phone is back on that we can then know for sure that the glitch is gone. Only when the phone is back on does it serve its intended purpose again. When Jesus died on the cross, it was a bit like God was taking all of the world's glitches and malfunctions and viruses and malware, and the Bible calls all of this brokenness sin. He was taking all of these things and he transferred it all onto himself. And then the sky went black as Jesus, the divine programmer of the world, he disconnected himself from his source of life and powered himself off for us. But on the third day, as we've just heard, the women, they arrive at the tomb to be greeted with that news. Jesus is alive. He is alive. The one who took our sin and died for us is now alive forevermore. And because Jesus is alive again, we can know that the virus of human sin has been dealt with once and for all. What once separated you and I from a relationship with God was put to death, and it died along with Jesus. And we now trust in Jesus because he has wiped us all clean. The resurrection gives us confidence that Jesus' death for you and for me, 2,000 years ago, was effective to restore us from the brokenness of our sin. Our past brokenness is restored. You and I, we can start over with God. We can start again from fresh. And that gives me hope. But that's not all. Because Jesus is alive, we also have restoration for our future. Jesus' bodily resurrection gives us hope that God is committed to restoring the brokenness of our world. In Luke 24:36, we heard the risen Jesus appears amongst his disciples. And unsurprisingly, They're startled, they're frightened, they're confused. The resurrection was just as unbelievable for them as it can be for us today. They're thinking that, like, Jesus must be some kind of ghost or hallucination. But Jesus says, no, I'm not a ghost. It's really me. Like, touch me and feel that I am really here. I have flesh and bones just like you. In fact, watch me eat this fish. I'm a real physical person. Believe that I am really alive. The Bible speaks about the physical resurrection of Jesus as being a little bit like the first fruits of a whole harvest that's about to be ready. In other words, and this is how I like to think about it, the resurrection of Jesus is a bit like that first pop you hear when you put a bag of popcorn into the microwave. There's a lot more where that came from. And if you've ever done it, it goes off. The Bible talks about Jesus' resurrection being a bit like that first pop. There was an uncle who unexpectedly had to look after his niece, Annie. So the uncle thought, what could he do to occupy his niece? And so he's flicking through a magazine and he sees a map of the world. And he says to his niece, watch what I'm going to do. And he holds up the page and he cuts the map of the world into a whole bunch of small squares and then he muddles it all over the floor. He says, Annie, here's some tape and I want you to put all the squares back together again to make the map of the world. And when you've done that, come and find me. So the uncle thought, well, that's bound to keep her busy. But then a few minutes later, Annie comes up to me and says, Uncle, I've done it. And he thought, she couldn't have done it. And he went to have a look. All of the squares were stuck in exactly the right place. He says, how did you know where to put all of the squares? Ah, she says, when you were cutting the map out, I saw on the other side, and I saw a picture of a man and a woman. And I thought, if I could see the man and the woman and put them back together again, I could put the world back together again. And this is what God is doing through the resurrection of Jesus. God is putting the whole broken world back together again, starting with humanity. In Romans 8, it says that with eager hope, the created world looks forward to the day when it will join in God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. With the raising of Jesus, we see life in the face of death and hope shining through a world of fear. With the raising of Jesus from the dead as a physical person, God is proclaiming loud and clear that the new future age of restoration has already begun, and this broken, hurting world will one day be made right. This life-giving restoration that began in Jesus extends to every human being who trusts in him, and eventually our whole world will be restored to life in him. And because Jesus is alive, we have restoration in our present too. Because Jesus is alive today, his restoring power, his presence, his love, his life is available to us today. At the end of Luke 24, the risen Jesus says to the disciples, I am going to give you the Spirit, which is my presence and my power with you. And this promise is affirmed throughout the Bible. Here's one place that says this. In Romans 8, it says, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead now lives in you. now lives in you. Just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. In the risen Jesus, you and I can experience the restoring of our brokenness here and now. Because Jesus is alive today, you and I can have a genuine relationship with him. That's not just a Christian cliche to say, I have a friend in Jesus, I have a relationship with him. It is real because Jesus is alive. He is alive. Hallelujah indeed. I mean, imagine that you're off bushwalking. Okay, imagine you're going for a walk, and at one point, the path branches to the left and to the right, and you don't know which way to go, left or right, like, I don't know. As you approach the fork in the path, you notice two men there. One is dead, and one is alive. Which would you ask for directions? It's obvious, isn't it? Listen, the founder of every single world religion is dead, except for one. And when we become a Christian, when we put our trust in Jesus, we're not just subscribing to a list of principles or rules for life, for living. We are putting our love and our trust into a real person who is alive today. Who is alive today. And so if you are looking for rest for your restless soul, if you're looking for direction and purpose in life, if you're looking for restoration and forgiveness from your mistakes and from your brokenness, because he lives, Jesus alone has the authority to meet that need in your life. No matter what you are going through, because Jesus is alive, you are never alone. He knows what you are enduring, and you are never outside his love or his concern. If you are here and you are exploring what you believe about Jesus, it is so lovely you can be with us today. And if you are here and you're not sure what you think about Jesus, I want you to know that Jesus is alive. Jesus is risen for us. He is alive for you. His power is with us. His presence is with us. His love is with us. He brings life in abundance today. And so as the band comes up and we prepare to sing once more, whoever you are, I invite you to embrace the life-transforming reality of the resurrection. Let's look back and know that because Jesus is alive, we can have restoration from our past. Let's look ahead and know that because Jesus is alive, there is restoration ahead for our future. And because Jesus is alive today, he offers us restoration here and now. As the Anglican prayer book aptly expresses it, by Christ's victory over death, the reign of sin is ended, a new day has dawned, a broken world is restored, and we are made whole once more.